Hey, baby, what's good with y'all and shit? Look, don't even trip. It's your boy, King Dang. Welcome to the podcast, Dark Skin and Handsome, hashtag Throne Talk. The podcast about any and everything, because you know why. Your boy be talking because he got lips and shit, and that's what the fuck I just be doing and shit, but this is like a special edition, because it's like a bonus episode, because I just dropped an episode, so I'm back to back with it. And this time, I'm talking about a little sports, because oh my god, I'm about to go in on the NFL and shit. But first, hold on real quick. I had to handle some business. So, how y'all feeling it and shit? But I'm just jump straight to it. What I fucking see for Monday Night Football against my team, the Detroit Lions versus Green Bay Packers, was fucking disgusting. Like, the NFL referees, I'm just start right off with it and shit. I'm not even going foreplay it, warm it up or nothing. I'm going to jump straight into it and shit, all rough and shit. Fuck the NFL. Fuck the referee. That game was fucking disgusting. Them referees all need to be fucking fired. Like, that was fucking trash. That was beyond fucking trash. Like, being a Detroit Lions fan, you used to that cheating bullshit. Like, no, the calls against us is bullshit. It shouldn't be a call at all. Then the no calls that we don't get and shit, it's fucking ridiculous. It's like, when the fuck are they going to stop doing that shit? Then the NFL ain't going to do shit but sit there and put a dumbass fucking statement out talking about, oh, my bad, our bad, we missed a couple of plays and shit, apologize, and just keep moving and shit. It's a fucking cycle. And I wouldn't be surprised if this shit happened again Sunday and shit. I wouldn't be one bit surprised if this shit happened again this Sunday and shit with the no calls and the dumbass fucking calls and penalties that the Lions be getting against them and shit. Come on, now that was fucking... It's Detroit versus everybody fucking for real. Detroit versus them fucking referees in the NFL. Fuck them referees. It's just like... The referees blew that fucking game for Detroit. Granted, Detroit should have been getting fucking touchdowns instead of field goals, but instead, we were still out there handling our business and shit, but instead, the referee wanted to say, hey, we got green and yellow on too. Fuck it. We about to start playing. I can't even hit my weed, boy. I'm so motherfucking heated, boy. This is just like, wow. All right, let me... Ooh. So I had to work today and shit. How y'all doing, by the way? And shit, I took an anger management class before and shit. You couldn't really tell, by the way. I just be going off and shit. This is like, it's worse in person, though, than how my reaction is really is. It's just like, the Lions losing, like, when the Lions lose, it's like, some games I expect them to lose, and then again, some games it's like, I expect them to win. Like, I don't expect them to lose against no team in the NFC North. Period. Period. City girls, nigga. Fuck you mean? What they be saying. But then, I don't know. Then we beat Green Bay 4 games in a row. Should have been 5. So we have all the momentum going against it for us and everything. Matt Stafford about to be the youngest passing quarterback to get 40,000, even though he ain't got shit to show for it, not even a playoff win. But still, this is like us winning in Green Bay. That's a monumental, because when I was watching the Lions, growing up watching the Lions was not winning on the fucking road. And they definitely wasn't winning in no fucking Green Bay. Then they started winning on the road and winning in Green Bay. Then this is like, come on, man. Like, what the fuck type of shit is this? So I go to B-Dubs after work to go watch the game and shit. Man, I'm all at work talking about the game because I'm hyped up and shit. My man's, he talking about he from New York, I guess, and shit. Because he always called me son and B and shit. And his team, the Giants. So we talking about it all day and shit. And then you know everybody else, they Atlanta Falcons fans down here and shit, they sick. Like I told, hey, they sick. Like I said on the other episode, they sick down here for Atlanta sports. The Atlanta Braves, they lost in the first inning. I don't give a fuck. They ain't lose no game. They lost in the first inning. 7 days or 8 days ago and shit. Then the Georgia Bulldogs, number 3 in the country, they get upset by South Carolina. And that's a rivalry game, too. So that's deep, deep right there. Then you got the Falcons. Losing another fucking game. They only won one game this season. But then again, the kicker blew that one and shit. But it's just like, shit. So I bet my man's at work and shit, and one of the supervisors, like, shit, fuck it, come on. I'm riding with Detroit all day. He's like, I'll go with the Packers since my team ain't shit. Yeah, damn right. Atlanta ain't shit right now. And fuck Green Bay to the day I die. Fuck you, man. I fuck with Aaron Rodgers, though. That's a cold-ass quarterback. Oh, I ain't even gonna hold you up. Aaron Rodgers, cold-ass motherfucker and shit. But fuck Green Bay and fuck Aaron Rodgers. Tonight, man. I don't know why I keep playing with this lighter and shit. But I bet my man a few dollars and shit. And something not too heavy and shit because you know I got it. I got it. And then I'm sitting over there talking, man. So I go to after I leave work and shit, I leave a little early and shit just so I can bust up. I ain't even gonna say I left early and shit. I ain't get my hours in. I could have stayed a little longer bullshitting during time another, but another here, another there and shit. Either way, I go to B-Dubs and shit, kicking with the white boys up at the bar, and we in there. They all rooting for the Packers and shit. And you know me, only nigga up there. Gotta be rough in Detroit. Bitch, I'm from Detroit. Fuck you, man. Stop playing with me and this motherfucker and shit. But then they end up, they starting off good. They doing good. The defense doing good. The only fuck us they really had was special team. But then special teams made up for that because they ain't getting a turnover and getting the ball back and shit. But then, you know, Aaron Rodgers started doing him. Started getting his players right and shit. And then they ain't even got number one and number two receiver in the game. One went out with a concussion. The other one was already out for the game. Then Rumbin, oh, come on, man. We kind of blew that game. But then it's just like, it's always Detroit thing to do on offense. They settle for fucking field goals. Being more aggressive. They need to go in a hurry-up tempo offense because they move better that way anyways to me. But then they in here settling for field goals, being all in the red zone, starting at a good field position. And they just can't score no touchdown. It's just like, come on, man. Like, yeah, it's, yeah, we see what we did against Kansas City and shit. Like, we show them motherfuckers we can play with anybody and against anybody. Like, come on now, we got to start being aggressive and blowing these motherfuckers out and shit because Detroit was not kicking off being more aggressive than Kansas City. That's an easy dub right there. That was an easy dub. They blew that one. But Patrick Mahomes, that's a cold motherfucker too right there. After Aaron Rodgers retired and shit, that's a new come up. He already on the come up, dog. He here. Ain't no come up. That motherfucker here. But Detroit, Now, Stafford is the greatest quarterback ever to me and shit, because imagine if that motherfucker had a running back or a line that if he had half of what New Orleans had, Drew Brees had, Tom Brady had, and Rodgers had, even fucking Phillip Rivers. Even though even with the Lions defense being mediocre and shit. Even though they ain't mediocre this year, I don't see that big defensive line they was talking about showing up this year and shit. But even if Matt Stafford had one of their lines or even a good running back like them motherfuckers we always be having and shit, the Lions be in a Super Bowl. Matt Stafford probably be 5,000 yards a year and shit, but it's just like he ain't getting the help that he needed. It's decent this year. They gave up too many sacks. Yeah, a couple of them sacks was like penalty too. Like you got a horse collar. Then they call it. Man, like I said, Matt Stafford be motherfucking number one quarterback out here and shit. Motherfuckers don't even talk about him or bring his name up and shit. I'm so tired of disrespect when it comes to that motherfucker too. It's just like, Put some respect on my guy name and shit. The fastest to 40,000 yards and shit. But it's just like, it's fucked up. Don't nobody even care anymore. Really acknowledge it and shit. Because it's like, he ain't got shit to show for. He ain't got a playoff dud for it. He's strong, consistent, and can sling. He a slinger. He can sling that bitch all day and shit. But it's like, come on now. We it's time to step up. They hyped that defensive lineup all season and shit. They getting this. We got this. Everybody just returning and shit. I don't really see no good push from the motherfuckers and shit. And these quarterbacks be having all day. The defense, the cornerback's starting to look nice from years being and shit. But it's just like, we got to do better. I feel we still going to be good. We blew our first game. Blew our first game like a motherfucker. I'm in Detroit, too, watching that game. We winning. I go to the airport, get on the plane, and come back down here to Atlanta. And these motherfuckers, let them come back. Up 18 with 11 minutes left in the fourth. And tie the game up. Now you got a tie on your record and shit. Now you, instead of being 3-2. Yeah, what? No, they 2-2-1. So now you 2-3-1. But instead of being 3-3 at least, after tonight bullshit, y'all 2-2-1. I'm like, who the fuck ties? And I talk, every year I see a tie and shit. I talk so much shit about them teams and shit, but it's like, I can't even talk shit because now my team got a fucking tie on their record. That's stupid as fuck. It should not be no fucking ties in the NFL. Them grown ass men are getting paid millions of dollars and shit. Hundreds of millions of dollars for a few of them. Let them motherfuckers play that out. Put the college rule in after the second OTD in. Fuck it. Shit. But shouldn't nobody be motherfucking tying? It's just like, what the fuck is a tie? Nigga, you won or you lost. And they lost it to me. Because they didn't win. I still see us going 12-4. Oh, shit. We can't even go 12-4. One of them four losses got to come up to our record then, because I predicted 12-4, really 3-13, but something got to shake around this motherfucking shit. I know who we even play next? Something got to shake for real and shit, because we can't just start playing the division rivalries and everybody in the NFC North is cold. I don't fuck with the Vikings, but them niggas out there balling, and then they only two losses from niggas in the conference, so. Packers only got one L. Chicago, shit, they last in the division party, shit, we probably last now, look, and our next game is Minnesota. Oh, I see, we play the Giants. Me and my man about to have to bet at work and shit. I'm about to, man, like, nigga, you know we play in like 2 weeks. I need to go back home and catch a game, though. That's for real, for real. I do want to go to the Atlanta Falcons game, but go really just to see the stadium now, because I don't want to see them niggas lose. Who we got left? We got Minnesota next. That's a dub. We got the Giants. Dub. Damn, I hope Barkley's still out low-key for that one. Damn, I'm going to be in the Bahamas, too. I ain't even going to be able to see that one. I hope I'll be able to get the notifications and shit. Raiders, dub. Chicago, dub. Cowboys, dub. Oh, Zeke don't go off that game either, shit. Redskins, dub. Chicago, dub. Minnesota, dub. Tampa Bay, super dub. Broncos, extra super dub. You know, fuck ass Packers. I might have to go back home for that game. Yeah, I might for sure have to go back home that game. Cause I don't really want to see none of these other games. Maybe besides Dallas, man. We, man, straight at the crib for the Dallas one. I might have to side up at that now. But, shit, I'm going to just talk about the NFL then, because I could hop all around, and that's my motherfucker, because I'm just talking, because I got a lift right now. I told y'all that's what I'm going to do. And, you know, I've been off a little drink, too. Then I got to get all this shit up about me, man. I'm so motherfucking frustrated and angry. I do got to get up at 3:30. Fuck. It's already late, boy. I got priorities, and that shit be sucking sometimes. And it's just like, but I ain't mad at him. I ain't mad at him. But anyways, my nigga Money Bag Mafia say, anyways, I got this little bitch I be fucking with me. I hope I meet this nigga one day, dog. And shit, I want to do a video with that nigga. Speaking of videos, I need to get back to doing videos, so I might even drop a video this weekend. Follow IG, the Instagram, KingDame21. But anyways, them motherfucking young quarterbacks is out here looking nice. Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Mahomes, of course, shit, but they out here. Oh, and the young rook from the Cardinals, fucking Kyler Murray, they out here looking nice. The backup from the for the Carolinas, that's crazy right there. There's like a lot of backups that's starting this year, like a lot. Then the Steelers, they on their third string quarterback. Big Ben went out for the whole season. But it's crazy, before he even got injured, Primetime was like, y'all know what Primetime is. Turn this motherfucker off and unsubscribe from my shit, and I don't even give a fuck. Primetime, baby, he the reason why I'm 21 all day. But Primetime was talking about, he see Big Ben retiring and shit before the season over, then he end up getting injured. So I guess that kind of like works out, but this is like, he kind of predicted, but he did predict it, because it's like he knew he wasn't going to play for the season. He's not playing for the season. But yeah, then the Colts quarterback, what he doing? What he out there doing? They straight, I mean. Oh, he a black guy. What, he from Ohio State? No, he ain't from Ohio State. I don't know where the fuck he from. Whatever the nigga name is and shit. But yeah, he out there doing this thing too. Teddy Bridgewater. For some reason, I know why, the reason why I don't like really care for Teddy Bridgewater, because he was a Minnesota Viking. So it's like I said, I don't fuck with none of them teams. Minnesota, Chicago, or Green Bay. But then shit, New Orleans out there doing good with a backup. Teddy Bridgewater. So this is like, they undefeated still. Then Carolina undefeated with they back up. White boy too out there balling. I wouldn't expect the whole team out there white balling. Christian McCaffrey, the running back, that boy almost 1,000 yards in 6 games. And he little then I see him, he be making a motherfucker slide all out of bounds when he hit a juke move. Like, come on, you ain't had to do all that. You could have just hit him with a little stutter step or something, but he ain't had to embarrass that man. He got a whole family watching at the crib. And you know his boys gonna call him, but you, damn, you like that white boy, do you like that? Yeah, they ain't gonna do him like that. Nah, shit. But yeah, he out there balling too, but I know the Lions got it tough, boy. They hold division tough, the conference tough. I don't know about the conference too much. Outside the conference too much, because let me see. The NFC North is kind of weak besides New Orleans. That'd be the only problem. Because Tampa Bay ain't shit. Who else in the division? Atlanta. And Carolina. I ain't really worried about too much Carolina, because I think we always beat Carolina. I went to their stadium one time when I was like 18. It was like nice out down there and shit. But I almost died too, coming from North Carolina. So it's, you know, I rock with the Carolina style Panthers. I almost drove while I was driving off a cliff and shit. Shit was wild, but I made it back home. Obviously, Shit. So out of the South, I said NFC South. I said we New Orleans maybe a team threat because Drew Brees will be back probably in a few more weeks, couple. Then NFC West, they got San Francisco. They out there balling, undefeated. Seattle, balling, as usual. Russell Westbrook, besides Christian McCaffrey, will be MVP. And who else in the division? The Rams, you always got to worry about them, especially with their defense. Even though Talib, I think he on IR. But I think they say he could come back, probably playoffs. You damn sure got to worry about that nigga Darnold or whatever, Aaron, whatever his name is and shit. That boy something different right there. They talking about, oh, he ain't really doing nothing, but you see him every time with a double team. Like a straight, you get the left arm, I'm going to get the right arm. We just going to try our hardest. And he's still pushing again through. Man, who else in the division? Oh, Arizona. Man, Arizona ain't shit to worry about. But I feel like we can beat Seattle out of that division. 49ers, we probably can't beat them, but they defense out there cold. You got we the North, they the West. I did the South, the East. You got the Cowgirls. Fuck no. Giants. Haha, that's a joke. Who else in the East? Redskins. Fuck out of here. And that's crazy. We play the NFC North, so I feel like I probably can know that. But no, man. Oh, Oakland in the West. Tampa Bay is in the... Yeah, Tampa Bay is in the East. No, it's off and shit, but Tom Brady be out there looking, the Patriots looking like they going back to the Super Bowl, and that's crazy. They ain't even got Gronk, and they kind of low-key need him or AB back. And I feel like if they had either one of them two, that offense would probably be flowing, because it's flowing, but it ain't flowing, it's barely flowing. But Buffalo, they out there doing anything this year too, but... My guess would be Kansas City versus Detroit in the Super Bowl. But it might be end up being like, I don't know, because it's for sure coming down to Kansas City and New Orleans. I'm not Kansas City and the Patriots. But shit, then versus maybe the Packers is doing good this year. I ain't even gonna hate, but I say New Orleans. If the Lions don't do it. And that's wild. But anyways, where the fuck is Michigan ranked at? They out here winning. Barely. Shit, baby. Man, I don't like Shea Patterson. I think, where the fuck is this nigga leaving? I hope he leaving this year, because I don't like him. Man, I don't think we ain't got no good backups. But we out here winning. The Georgia Bulldogs got upset by rivalry. I said that. And I think Michigan State got their ass whooped by Wisconsin. Boy, I'm trying to tell you, Wisconsin whooped on Michigan too. They out here got a problem with us. The whole state of Michigan, Wisconsin got a problem with them and shit, with us. They whooped on both them and shit, and Green Bay ended up whooping Detroit today. So I ain't gonna say whoop, but Green Bay and the referees won today. So shit, I guess Michigan old Wisconsin something and shit. What we got? Give a Fago on some Lays or some Better Made. There's some scratch offs, they be alright. They probably get hit on one of them scratch offs low key and get them three. I guarantee they hit. I had off a $50 scratch off on Christmas from my supervisor at my last job.
I ain't even tell nobody I won. I cashed that bitch in. It was a good little 50 bar too. I needed it. I think I was buying a weed with a car wash, man. But shit, Michigan ranked number 16. They got two hard. They next 2 weeks, boy. They got to come with it. Then they in prime time too. They in Penn State. They have Penn State, and Penn State ranked number 7, 6-0. But then we got Notre Dame. They hung with Georgia until Georgia tapped that ass. And they ranked number 8. So when we beat Penn State this weekend, we'll move up closer. So then that Notre Dame rivalry. Hopefully Notre Dame lose so they can be out the playoff race and we even jump ahead now. You know, Ohio State, boy, we need them to lose too. Fuck them. But you know what? Even if Ohio State do lose, Wisconsin going to be the team that beat them. I think so. Even though I keep saying motherfuckers talking about, no, Wisconsin not going to beat them. They might get them. And I wouldn't be mad at that and shit, because I caught it. But yeah, Michigan State lost the last 2 games. I rock with Michigan State, too. There's more Michigan. Go blue.
Like, I ain't gonna hold y'all good folks up, really. I'm holding myself up, but let y'all have y'all day, night, morning, whatever the case may be. But leave y'all with these words of thought. Fuck the NFL. Fuck the referees. Fuck Green Bay. Y'all stay up like a lay your smile, make a difference, and tell everybody y'all heard. Dang. Hey, baby, I'm outie.